The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day, the Aldi way.
Men and women bravely visit jewellers in the hope of securing the perfect ring, which will bring tears of joy and hopefully a yes from their respective partners. Now, joining us live in the studio, Seamus Fahey is from Irish company Voltaire Diamonds. And you're very welcome to the show, Seamus.
Thank you.
There's your microphone, sorry. thanks for coming in. Now, I proposed on Christmas morning back in 2002. So is Christmas proposal still a big thing?
Absolutely. It's our busiest time of the year.
Okay.
In fact, even busier than, say, a Christmas Eve proposal is a New Year's Eve proposal.
Okay. That's bigger now. That's
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. That wasn't always the way, though, was
no,
it?
No. In recent times, yeah. It's kind of a late night on New Year's Eve and a
couple of drinks
ago.
One thing I will say about lads, but you know, and maybe this has changed, but lads are generally,
yeah,
not all the time,
careful,
pretty
men.
Brutal when it comes to this type of stuff in terms of, you know, their confidence maybe going in or even being spotted standing looking at engagement rings in a jewellery shop window. How do you combat that for the lads?
Sure, say when I set up the business, 6 or 7 years ago, I'd say probably 70% of our clients would have been couples, right, and 30% would be guys. Now, in the last couple of years, it's swaying more towards guys coming in. They're being braver.
Okay.
But I think it's because they're getting more hints. You know, yeah, with social media these days, you know, our Facebook page and our Instagram, Twitter, you know, we put up a ring of the week every week. And, you know, ladies comment on it. So they're giving hints all the time to
that's
their partners.
That's the one I want,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's my favourite. Or even some ladies now. Yeah.
The Kardashians are wearing it. I want it.
Yeah, they're tagging their boyfriends in the rings and going, hint, hint.
Did you see this, Tom?
Average price in Ireland, what do people generally pay for an engagement ring?
The average price with Voltaire Diamonds would be about €3,000.
Okay.
Now, we sell engagement rings from €1,500 upwards.
Okay.
You know, but on average in Ireland, I'd say it's approximately €1,500.
Right. Yeah. And then say if somebody wants to buy an engagement ring, but they haven't got the hint, and they don't know the ring size, what do you,
sure,
advise them to do?
Well, we generally advise them to bring in one of her rings.
Steal one from the jewellery box, like.
That she wears already.
Okay.
If she doesn't, you know, we ask the guy, you know, describe your partner's hands and we'll make a guess. But even if they're out, if it's a little bit tight or if it's a little bit loose, our workshop can have it resized in a couple of hours.
Okay.
So the downside is limited.
Yeah, I always remember Jareen's engagement ring finger fit my little finger. I remember,
did you know it beforehand?
I put it on in advance and see which finger fit on mine, which is my little finger. I was quite tight on my little finger, so then I knew if it was tight on my little finger, but not like really uncomfortably tight, that it was in and around correct.
So you got
and then,
it right.
Like you said, then it needed to be sized properly, but pretty much I got it right.
Okay,
yeah. It was a bit big, but it needed.
And when you were picking the ring, did you pick it yourself? Did anyone give you a hand?
No, I picked it myself.
Did you?
Picked it myself.
I actually genuinely am not messing out.
I kind of knew what you liked.
I'd save a good eye for it. Have you seen Nikki's ring, actually, to be fair?
Beautiful.
you'll see very few men now wearing a ring like that.
Yeah.
But I have my... Look at that.
But the good thing about... the good thing with Voltaire Diamonds is when guys are brave enough to do it on their own, we say to every one of them, if for any reason she doesn't like the finished product, bring it back and we'll change it free of charge.
Well, how often does that happen?
Oh,
all the time.
No, to be honest, no. I'd say probably 5 out of 100.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the most popular colour at the moment? Gold, platinum, rose gold?
Probably gold, as in white gold or platinum.
Okay.
But what's growing in popularity in recent times is actually rose gold.
Jenny Green is sporting. Am I allowed to say that? I just did.
You are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both went for rose gold, actually. And to be funny, to be fair, a lot of my jewellery and my watches and all are rose gold, and I love rose gold. My only concern was, in 10 or 15 years, will I still love rose gold the way I love it now? But I suppose you can't plan
absolutely.
For everything,
and,
can you?
Ladies' skin colour, rose gold complements it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's one of the reasons why it's growing in popularity.
If you've no tan, basically.
No, it suits the Irish.
That's fine, shit. I get it. That's what you want,
but
the cocoa brown
the ring
for,
you're wearing
you
now really suits you. You know, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Look at
stone.
Him. He's a charmer.
But what he also did not add into that was if you had gone to Voltaire Diamonds, he would have gave you a better deal. That's what he said that.
Well, this
here.
Is it. But that's the other thing, I suppose, is that, you know, then there's people also with the referendum and everything now where you're in an unusual position where maybe the two of you going in to buy two engagement rings.
Sure.
So you kind of, you know, you are going in and saying that and you're like,
the jewelers are going, yes!
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
When two women are getting married, that's two rings,
that's
not
two
just
rings.
One.
So you're talking four, so you're back in then for your wedding bands. And that's sure. An important thing that somebody had said to us beforehand is make sure that you plan your wedding band, because people buy engagement rings and then the wedding band doesn't fit into it.
Absolutely.
And it's a major problem that people discover afterwards.
Absolutely. Like every engagement ring we show to clients, we show them the matching wedding ring.
Yeah.
So that they can see that it's the engagement ring is what's called wed fit. So the wedding band fits perfectly up against it. Because the last thing you want is a shaped wedding band.
Yeah.
You know, particularly if you have a baby or whatever, there'll be times when you won't be wearing the engagement ring and you may decide to wear the wedding ring on its own.
Yeah.
And if it's a big shaped wedding ring, it just looks silly. So everyone should, yeah, bear that in mind.
Because I know people who've got engagement rings and they might have this big rock, but it's not raised, and then the wedding band won't fit in behind
exactly,
it.
So
and it is
a
big problem. We want people, by the way, if you're thinking about proposing, if you want any kind of hints on what to do or rings to go for, etc., do text us in now if you have any questions as well for Seamus. 51552.
Obviously, we hear all the time about diamonds. We hear the word carat. Is there a kind of an explanation for people out there going, well, what is actually carat mean?
Yeah, with every diamond is what's called the four C's. And if we start with colour, the colour starts with D, goes all the way to Z. D, E, F, G is colourless. H, I, near colourless. Then as you go down the scale, you start to see yellow tints. So our advice to clients is, you know, stick to the colourless or near colourless range and you'll have a beautiful stone. The next of the four C's is clarity. You know, only 1% of the world's diamonds are flawless. The other 99% have inclusions. Our advice is go for something that's slightly included. So there are inclusions in the stone, but you need a magnifying glass to see them. You know, and that maximises your budget. But the most important of the four C's is the cut grade. There's no point in having a big rock if it doesn't sparkle. So the cut grade is very important. And there's a scale on every certificate for cut grade. It's excellent, very good, good, fair, poor. Stick to very good or excellent and you'll have a beautiful stone. And then carat weight is just weight. A carat is a fifth of a gram. So it all depends on your budget then. But that's probably the biggest factor when it comes to price is the size of the stone. But my advice to anyone buying an engagement ring is concentrate on the cut grade. That's critical.
Okay. And then some I suppose, word of advice then for the lads coming in to buy it. I mean, obviously, that's very in-depth, which you'll probably explain to them when they're actually sitting there looking
Absolutely.
At the different stones.
Yeah.
But just someone who wants to do it this Christmas or New Year's and is gone, what's the first thing I do?
Well, it's a very daunting task. You know, it's one of the biggest purchases of your lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, walking in to a high street jeweller, it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
You know, whereas with Voltaire Diamonds, we meet everyone by appointment. It's a relaxed atmosphere. We're private offices just off the top of Grafton Street. And, you know, we take them through the whole process. You know, obviously we'll ask them lots of questions about their partner, what's their dress sense, where do they work, what kind of jewellery do they wear at the moment, what colour is it, etc. So we guide them. But as I said earlier, you know, every guy that buys a ring off us, if she doesn't like it, bring it back and we'll change it.
And tell me, do you advise, or is it each to their own? Do you advise that couples come in, or do you go, no, if you're a guy that wants to surprise, go for it?
Generally, you know, most of our clients will make contact with us over the phone. So we'll have a chat with them. And if the guy is kind of, I'm not sure, will I, won't I, we generally encourage them to do it, you know, because there's no downside for you.
Yeah.
You know, most guys now, they'll have received some hints along the way, whether it's through social media or whether
either
it's
propose to me by my 30th or I'm out of here. Stuff like that.
Offski.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even a lot of ladies will comment on a celeb's ring. Like, for example, Blake Lively. She got a beautiful oval cut diamond, you know, and for weeks after that engagement, guys were coming in with Blake Lively's engagement ring, pictures of it, you know. So
how much do you reckon Blake Lively's real engagement ring actually is?
Well, it's difficult to tell from pictures, but it certainly looked like a rock on her fingers. But the beauty is, you know, we can make Blake Lively's
ring,
you know, from any budget.
Could you do Blake on a budget for me, please? Mary loved that.
Blake Lovely instead of Blake Lively. So what else we got? You're at the top of Grafton Street, so you don't have a shop window, so to speak.
No,
it's all appointment.
Shop window. It's all by appointment. We're hidden away. No one knows we exist.
Now, you do have an amazing Instagram as well, so people I know can see online. Yeah. The photographs of some of the rings are incredible if people want to have a look beforehand.
Absolutely. We put up a few pictures on Instagram every day. And our Facebook page is probably one of the busiest in Ireland. We've 70,000 likes. 97% of them are ladies. You know, and if you go onto the Facebook wall, you'll see lots of hints.
The only danger when you're looking at those rings is you're like, that's lovely. And you're like, that could be anywhere from 2 grand to 50.
That's
the thing. And you're kind of like, is there any price of that? And as people always say, well, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
One other tip I'll give guys there, if they're not going down the traditional route and they're buying what's called a promise ring.
Okay.
Where they buy a fake ring, it might be cubic zirconia and silver. Mm. And they go into a shop and they buy it and they spend 30 euros on it. But don't make the mistake of buying a big rock if it's cubic zirconia, because the lady will be wearing that for a week. Then she'll come in for an appointment and she'll be used to that rock for the last
to get her a magnifying glass when she's wearing her ring.
You know, that rock, if it was real, might cost 400,000 euros.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And obviously, very
someone's texted in there and said, do many people get the ring polished? Because it is important, isn't it, to keep them clean?
Well, generally, we advise clients.
James.
We advise clients to come in every 2 years for a clean and polish, and we do an up-to-date insurance valuation as well. Having your engagement ring insured is critical.
Yes, exactly. You can put it in your house insurance as well.
Indeed.
Dave and Galway, I think this is an interesting one. If your girlfriend proposes to you, are you expected to buy her a ring?
Good question.
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that.
I don't think so, but bear in mind, next year is a leap year. So February the 29th, there's going to be lots of ladies out there proposing.
Oh, is that what it's about? Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
Ladies can only propose on a leap year.
Aaron has a good one, because he's obviously, he wants to go for it. I'm picturing Aaron now. I'm thinking he wants to go for it. He's listening to us and he's thinking, right, I'm going to ring Voltaire Diamonds today. But he has a question and it says, what if she says no? Do you do refunds?
Absolutely, 100%. Now, it rarely happens, so Aaron, you don't need to worry.
Right, okay.
You must feel terrible though, do you? You're sorry about that.
I think in the nearly 10 years we're in business now, it's only happened once.
Really?
Yeah.
God, imagine having to ring back up and going, Seamus, listen, remember that ring I bought that we spoke about for 3 weeks?
Full refund.
Yeah, that's good.
I think people rarely say no these days, because you kind of have an idea before you ask. It's not totally out of the blue.
How many, a surprise figure you gave us before we went on air, how many weddings in Ireland per year?
Between 21 and 22,000.
And
that's
huge,
steady, because someone was asking me during the recession, did the number of weddings drop? It didn't. But what does drop is the average spend on an engagement ring.
Right.
So even in the last kind of 18 months, we've seen the average spend go up again.
So my question says, can you ask Seamus, what's the average price for an eternity ring?
An eternity ring? Average with us, probably 1,300 euros. But once again, sky's the limit, or you can buy an eternity ring from 800 euros.
Okay.
Someone else has texted in. I don't think it's a question as such, but it said, my dad found his grandmother's rose gold wedding ring while his father's grave was being prepared, and he gave it to my beautiful daughter on her communion day. She treasures it now, as he passed away 3 weeks after her communion day. That's another thing as well, I suppose, is people handing down rings from kind of grandmothers and stuff like that. And do people get rings altered that are family heirlooms?
They do, for example, that person that just texted in.
Yeah.
You know, that lady may want to have that rose gold incorporated into her wedding ring one day.
Yeah.
And our workshop can do that. We melt down that rose gold and we'll incorporate it.
Okay, yeah, so you'll always have
If anyone has any family heirlooms and they want it recreated, that's not a problem.
Okay, brilliant. So Instagram, Facebook as well.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah. Okay,
and
great.
Websites, voltairediamonds.ie.
Voltairediamonds.ie, great. We're going to put those links up as well on our page. And Seamus, we could talk to you all day, to be honest. And I'm sure we're going to get a lot more questions as well. But it's lovely to talk to you today. So thanks very much for coming into us.
Cheers, Seamus.